Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 24th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 1st Ramadan. As is our routine on Friday, our lesson of the day is related to the great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we'll be learning about one of the great female companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her name was Khadija bint Khuwaylid. Her title was Al-Kubra and Tahira. She was born 15 years before the birth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she was 15 years older than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she passed away 13 years before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she passed away approximately 3 to 4 years before Hijrah. Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was the daughter of Khuwaylid, and she was the beloved wife of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was very well known for her caring and compassionate nature, and she was a very hard-working and intelligent woman. She was, as I mentioned, known by two names, Tahira, meaning the pure, and the second title was Al-Kubra. Kubra means the great, and this was because she gave strength and support to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his very difficult times of early prophethood. She was the first person to accept Islam, and this was part of a very great role she played in the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned home after receiving prophethood, he was very shaken. He was not sure. It was something new for him. And Khadija radiallahu anha, she handled the situation in a remarkable manner. It is beyond understanding as to how she took the correct steps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her, and she became a very strong support for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and helped him settle into his early prophethood days. Being the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife and also a companion, she had great love and admiration for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she offered him unquestionable support. She was supporting him morally and also financially. Khadija radiallahu anha, she passed away 3 years before Hijrah, and she passed away in Makkatul Mukarrama. Her age at the time of death was 65 years, and the year she passed away is known as the year of sorrow, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost two very supportive figures in that year. One was his uncle Abu Talib, and the other was his wife Khadija radiallahu anha. After her demise, she was buried in Jannatul Mu'alla. It is the great cemetery in Makkah. In Medina we have Jannatul Baqi, and in Makkah, it is Jannatul Mu'alla. Those who have the opportunity to visit, they also have the opportunity to visit the grave of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of her sacrifices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of her services to deen, all of her services to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward her on our behalf. Inshallah, we'll continue with lesson of the day next week. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.